Expressions from St. Paul is 100% listener supported. We thank you for your faithful prayers and contributions. It's because of you that we get the opportunity to share the good news gospel of Jesus Christ with the world.
So what we have to learn how to do, as the Holy Spirit teach us, we teach others. That's the church. When you are full of the Holy Spirit, everybody knows.
Today's lesson is part 3 in the Full and Overflowing series, which Dr. Williams titles, The Holy Spirit as a Teacher. And he shares that when you're filled, it's no secret. Others will know.
When you are full and overflowing with the Holy Spirit, you will know it, and others will know it. You have a helper.
Welcome to Expressions from the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. We are blessed to have serving as our pastor, serving us faithfully for the past 47 years, Dr. Ephraim Williams. Our edifice is located at 3996 14th Avenue in Sacramento. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you out to worship with us in person on Sunday morning. New membership orientation begins at 8:45 a.m. Sunday school classes for all ages are offered at 9 a.m. And at 10 a.m., our morning worshiping experience begins. It would truly be a blessing to look around and to see your face in the place. If you have your Bible, let's go to the book of John, chapter 14, verses 23 down through 26. We'd like to thank you for joining us today. We are now going to transition into the auditorium and let's join morning worship service already in progress.
I pray to God today that you take notes and you listen. We in a world that I was offered some money if I would change my thinking about Jesus Christ being the only way to heaven. I would not change it with a shotgun in my mouth. There's only one way, and that's Jesus the Christ. There's nobody died on that cross but Jesus. And since he died, I believe what he did. And then he left with us, and I want to make sure we're clear with this because I noticed a lot of people are not clear. He did not save us and leave us alone. He knew we'll have all kinds of confusion and all kinds of temptation. He knew all of that. So he gave us a helper. Now, you don't have to take your helper if you want to, but he gave us that. When I left home to go visit for the summer, I had choices to go to Detroit, Chicago, or Cleveland. It was my time to go. When I left home, I'm the only one that I know that left home to go on vacation or leave home that my father went to the train with. Him and my mother went to the train. That's the only time I ever remember that my father hugging me, because I was his favorite son. You can say what you want to say, but he didn't tell me that, but I knew it. And he said to me, he said, "Now, son, remember, if you do what's right and you need me, call me." He left me something. So I only had twice to ask him for something. But I wasn't like some of y'all, I did pay him back. Some of y'all don't pay your relatives. You don't need to say, "Ma'am, I know I'm right." I counsel people all the time. So Jesus did for me what no religion will ever do. I'm not in touch, nor will I ever run with religion. But I will run with the Holy Spirit. Amen. I got some mail about dealing with that. And the reason I understand that, because a lot of people in the Baptist faith don't even talk about the Holy Spirit. Amen. They'll say, well, it said this and it led me this way. There's no such thing as it. It's he. And so today I want to talk about, my friends, I need you, you can remain seated. I need you to get your Bible out. I want to talk about today the Holy Spirit as a teacher. He is a good teacher. If you turn your Bible to the Gospel of John, 14th chapter, and we're going to read today and read it with some energy, friends. Today we're going to read verses 23 through 26. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, God, but the Holy Spirit as a teacher. Okay, that's John, that started 14:23. What does it say? No. What did it say? Open your mouth like you did when the Lakers lost. Jesus answered and said unto him, now, bold means what? All right, go to number 24. He that loveth me, not keep. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but 25. Now, here's the part I want you to underline. It said, but the who? Okay, you need to underline the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send. He shall underline, teach. He shall teach you all, how many things? And bring what? Underline remembrance. Whosoever, whatsoever, you may take your seat. The Holy Spirit as a teacher. I went to a school in Chicago to become a policeman. And I did well. But just before my time to take the test, someone got killed. So I varied from that field. I varied from that field because I didn't know what I might do. Let us start being honest with ourselves. Because if I'd have had the gun and you'd have came after me, I'd have said, forgive me, Jesus. So I backed away. I want to make sure in the way of introduction. Whatever you have not read, then he don't have anything to bring to your remembrance. Church, radio, and television, you have not been given the authority to become a judge. You can't judge other people in church because they erred some time ago. They messed up, and now you got your foot on their neck. That's not the teaching of the Holy Spirit. In fact, let me give it to you what the book says. He that which is what? In Galatians. Spiritual what? Spiritual now. And what is his assignment? Or hers? Restore the one that has fallen. But in doing so, if you don't, consider yourself. And the reason a lot of us is on the judgment seat, we have forgotten what we did in the past. It's not a person in this church have a perfect past. If you are in here, stand up and I send you to Hawaii tomorrow. So you can't put your feet on nobody's neck because you got a neck got a crook in it. Amen. I told you about the gentleman said some years ago now I went to Mississippi to visit, and he said to me, oh, he didn't know, couldn't remember me. He said, you all right? I'm a Cedar William. And so I said, I'm a William. He said, I remember you. You was young, and I remember you used to like to drink wine. I said, yes, and you used to like to drink Jacks. Now, that was something like 40 years. He still remembered with his silly self. So I didn't say nothing. I said, okay, I'm going to have to run. I'll talk at you later. I was driving, so I went and got in my car with another friend of mine. We left. I said, I can't be around a person to remind me something 40 years ago. I said, he forgot he served 5 years in prison. I didn't remind him. You missed it. At least I didn't go to prison with my bottle. Deacon Wright told me I shouldn't tell people that I used to drink beer or wine. I said, well, you used to drink something. And if you didn't, it's because you didn't have no money to buy. It's not many young men haven't drank something, and the men said. Amen. And you women, for you laugh, it's not many of y'all haven't sneaked and drank something. And the women said. So what we have to learn how to do is the Holy Spirit teach us, we teach others. That's the church. Amen. That's the church. That's to take a look at it. I said before in the early sermon that I dealt with, I said, and I said to you again, that church, when you are full of the Holy Spirit, person, when you're full, everybody knows it. Let me put it again. When you are full of the Holy Spirit, everybody knows it. I told you all this some time ago. I can't tell you who it is. I don't want to get into that. But there's a man died this year in April or May. I'm not sure which one now, but he died then. And they buried him. And I was inquiring about how was his wife doing last week. You know where she is? She's laying on the beach in Hawaii. You missed it. You men can sit around and lay on the couch all you want to and don't go nowhere and don't do nothing. Don't go and get you a highball steak. Don't go get you some turkey wing. Talking about it just costs too much. When you die, the sisters is going to Hawaii. And what did the sisters say? So every now and then you ought to go out and spend some money and enjoy yourself with your sister. Well, I can't afford it. Just die. Just die and you'll find her. So I said, how long has she been in Hawaii? She's been in Hawaii for 2 weeks, he says. The son. I said, well, that's a nice vacation for her. I said, when is she coming back? He said, the 1st of December. I've been to Hawaii 6 times. You don't go to Hawaii and don't have no money. Pepper, go every now and then and get you a steak. Take your wife with you. If you don't have but a little money, put it on your card. If you don't have no car, you get one next week. Let's move on. And in order for the believer to be effective in their Christian walk, I don't care who you are, choir done well today. I don't care how well they sung. Unless they, if they want to be effective in their Christian walk, they're going to have to practice being full of the Holy Spirit. Let me give you something. When you're full of the Holy Spirit, nobody will have to beg you to cooperate with others in worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ. When you're full of the Holy Spirit, nobody will have to beg you to hold up your corner of the responsibilities. When you're full of the Holy Spirit, nobody will have to beg you to draw a little closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. When you are full of the Holy Spirit, when you are full of the Holy Spirit, when you are full and overflowing with the Holy Spirit, nobody will have to beg you to reach out to those who are lost in sin and to endeavor to win them to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. When you are full and overflowing with the Holy Spirit, you will know it, and others will know it. You won't know it just by yourself. And let me say this on my way to heaven. You have a helper. What is your problem? What is it? You have a helper. I have some people that if I have some needs, I know them. And as I call your name, say amen. Percy. Amen. I got Lamar. I have Pepper and all of his crowd. And then when they run short, I have the trustees and all of their crowd. I don't have to worry, can I get it? One of them has it. When the Holy Spirit teach you, you don't have to worry about what folks say about you. Because he undergirds you. The power you can't see. And I'm just amazed at folks. I've been praying a long time. God has not answered my prayer. That is not biblical and that's not true. God answers all prayers. He might tell you wait. He might put you on hold for a while because you're not ready to handle it. Some of you all, some people didn't used to come to this church. They at home this evening because they didn't feel that coming. They didn't feel that coming, but they were in church all the time before they got a two-story house. And if God gave it to you, you can live in it and don't enjoy it. I know a lot of people married and they fuss and cuss and carry on more than the sinner in the street. And they say they're Christian. Well, see, the Holy Spirit, let me see if I find. The Holy Spirit, is that a light under there? No. Somebody stole my light. But anyway, or they brought it back. You see, this light is not to sit around and look good. This light is when there is darkness, I can turn the light on and see. And all I got to do is turn it on. So when I get confused, the Holy Spirit turns the light on me and clears up my confusion. Amen. But you got to depend. This morning, Richard, I got when I prayed this morning, Richard here. At the end, I lifted my hand. So now, Lord, I'm going to church. I'm going to deliver the message you gave me. I need you to forgive me, fill me, till I can feel your feeling. And there's something moved in me, and I jumped. It wasn't no something. It was the Holy Spirit was saying, if you're going to be obedient, I'll fill you. And you can't be filled unless you're in the Word, unless you're on your knees or standing up praying. You got to fill your heart with something so he can have something to work with. Amen. 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 A gentleman tried to introduce me to somebody that was close in his family. He wanted to introduce me to the person, and he meant well. But I can see at least, you know, about 85%. And so I could see. I said, well, nice to meet you. And he gave me some other words. And there was a word in me saying, move on, move on, move on, move on. And you know what I did? I moved on. A whole lot of you would not be in trouble today if you'd have been listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit. That I know. Listen carefully here. I hope I would like to finish, but if I don't, I'll come back with the fourth one. Now Jesus said, I didn't say this. Jesus said that he answered Judas and the others, and he said that unto him, which is Judas in this case, if a man loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode with who? Him. Which means I'm never alone. Never. The lady belonged to another denomination, faithful in Christ and full of the Holy Spirit in her first 80s some years ago. And she went to church. And she got back home about 10-something. Her door, front door was open. Are you listening? It was open. By herself at her age. And she said to the Lord, Lord, I have no weapon but you. Whoever's in my house, get him out. She went on in, kept praying, and thanking him. Two men came out of the back room with some stuff to take. And when she kept on, they got almost into the living room. They dropped it and ran out. Why did they run? Why did they run out? Why didn't they attack her? Why didn't they take her stuff? And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Come here. I'll tell you why. She had, stand behind me. She had a weapon and nothing in her hand but a Bible. But then when the time come to the side, the weapon came forward, which was the Holy Ghost in her. And he rose up and scared those crooks to death. Amen. They went out of there running, stumbling. That's what happened when the Holy Spirit is working with you, person.
That's right.
He makes a way when you don't have no way. When I was on vacation, a lady had a struggle in a marriage. She had to leave her husband because he was dumping on her. And I suggested to her, I said, no, you don't need nobody to be beating you. You need to make your own decision about that. I can't tell you what to do because it wouldn't be good. I said, make your own decision. And so she decided to make her own decision. He came in and was half drunk and drawed back to hit her. And the hand wouldn't come down. You're the big man. Why don't it come down? And he told her, you crazy. She's sitting in a chair. But she was crazy. He left. Got up to the stairway. He fell. She's still sitting in the chair. She was depending on her who? Helper. That's what we have. Church, please listen. We have a helper. But we don't want to listen to him. Who's the most important, a man or the helper? Who's the most important, a woman or the helper? You. Okay, let's move on. Church, when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, my friend, we have strength for others. When they are always in need of strength, we have strength to give them. Church, just pray with me. I'll get there. Be an assurance to others when we are always in need of assurance for ourselves. Christians can't help non-Christians because they need the same thing themselves. And if you would follow the Holy Spirit, He would fill you and it will overflow. And you will have something to help somebody else. God blesses us with more than we need. And then when there was a need, it's no problem to reach out and help somebody. Church people have no authority to be tight, stingy, and angry. Let me tell you why you don't have no authority. You don't have no authority to be angry, and you have accepted Christ. Now let me try to paint the picture for you. When Jesus was arrested and accused of trying to destroy what Rome had, when they put that cross on his shoulder, listen carefully, and beat him, put those crowns on his head, he's bleeding, he's crying, it's not our tears but his. They get him up Golgotha's hill, they lifted him up. And the Bible had told them, if I be lifted up, I draw all men, all races unto me. So the mistake them smart people did is lifting him up. So when they put him on the cross, listen carefully now, when they put him on the cross, they stuck that sword in his side. Blood came down, or came out. They drove nails in his hand. My friends, they beat him. They lifted the cross up. There has no human being ever been whipped to help me. He was beaten. He died that I might be free. I cannot turn him down because of some of you acting up when he was the one went to Calvary. And since he died, here I am living. It should have been me that went to Calvary. But he took my place, and I got to tell you, when he left here, he didn't leave me alone. He left me with the Holy Spirit. And he'll give you power to quit anything you want to if you submit to him. Amen. I've taken more since I was a Christian than I did in life before I ever was. Before I ever was, I thought I had to defend myself. But since I've been saved, I can tell, Lord, you see it. You know what's going on. It's in your hand. I go on about my business. And every now and then, the Spirit comes through to me. I feel a Spirit moving inside. Not it, but him. Now listen carefully here. Listen carefully. Listen very carefully. This will help you if you listen. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, he is our victory. You can win battles through him. Not what I heard. Let me tell you something about him. Let me give you some of his role. Church, you can't vote him out. You can't stop him. And you're not going, and he will help you from not acting crazy. I've been in church all my life. I cannot understand why saved folk come to church and can't do business. You're not committed. Listen, you're in your own field. The Holy Spirit, listen to who he is. Listen to who he is. Think about this. The Holy Spirit walks with you if you're saved. The Holy Spirit, my friends, he talks with you. He teaches you. He guides you. The Holy Spirit. He saved you. He persuaded you to say yes to Jesus. Friends, he strengthens you when you're weak. The Holy Spirit, he blesses you when you don't know where the blessing is coming from. He loves you, the Holy Spirit. He guides you, the Holy Spirit. He governs you, the Holy Spirit. My friends, he escorts you in dangerous places, the Holy Spirit. He watches over you at night when your burglar system is on. The people that put it in can come and disconnect it. But the Holy Spirit is always connected to you if you're connected with him. Listen here, that's not all. I had time to give you a lot of it. He also befriends you. You know, some of you are too mean to be friends to anybody. He speaks to you. My friends, he inspires you. Amen. He empowers you. He energizes you. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. He's not just some dead person laying around. He also, my friend, he enlightens you. He engulfs you. He fills you. He, my friend, he sustains you in the midst of your trouble. Are you filled with the Holy Spirit this morning? Are you? Is he giving you directions? Is he? Is he saying, stop talking so much and listen to me? Is he saying to you, I'm with you. I'll never leave you. I will help you. I teach you. I guide you. I bless you. Have you heard those things lately? Have you? Here's a man, had a stroke, called me Monday and said, Pastor, I've called to check in on you. You need anything? I'm feeling pretty good. I can drive. Had a stroke. He wouldn't have never did that. But the Holy Spirit working in him. Working in him. St. Paul, we ought to be the spotlight on 14th Avenue. Nobody should be able to say anything, but that's a loving church. They're very helpful to one another. They have patience with one another because you can tell they know the Lord. Them older people in the South wasn't crazy. You all call them old, didn't know nothing. They could easily, in the storms of their life, listen, I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. Now, they didn't pray to God that he will. Then they're witnessing saying, yes, he will. What are you doing? Thanksgiving to come. Are you more worried about your turkey than you worried about Menfield? Because turkey have a lot of, well, that's a different story. You need to be filled so the turkey won't hurt you. I'm asking again. Have you accepted Christ as your Savior? And you have studied the Word. You have a prayer life. And then asking him to fill you? If you haven't, you need to get started now. Amen. Amen. A lot of things you have, you think you were smart enough to get them. Not so. He led you if you're a Christian. He blessed you. He helped you if you're a Christian. Let's move to the next. I could go on and tell you what he does. Friends, he also listen to your conversation when you're in somebody else's house talking about other people. When you down people, then you reject the Holy Spirit. And you have no help. None. Amen. But Pastor William, you don't understand. I got money in the bank. Yes, you have. Someone died recently. I saw in the news. They said he's worth millions. Why didn't he live? Why didn't his money get him some medication? Why didn't he have a maid or butler? Because it is appointed unto every human being once to die. When it's all over, your money won't help you. Your arguing and bickering won't help you. When it's all over, when God said it's over, it's over. But tomorrow, if you die tonight, where will you wake up in the morning? If I die the next 30 minutes, I'm going to heaven. I got an escort. Amen. You said, but Pastor, I tried all of that. That's the problem. You tried it. Give it to him and let him try it. He's still able. He's still able. There is a song that helps me. It really helps me, person. And sometimes when I'm by myself, and look like nobody is going to be around that day. This is what I said. I am weak. Thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. As I walk, let me walk close to thee. Look what it said. Just the closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, if you please. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be. Lord, let it be. When my fever life is over, look what happened. Time for me guide me gently, safely over to the kingdom sure, to the sure. But listen, just what happens? If listen, dear Lord, church, I want you to listen today. If you're here today, listen carefully. If you're here today, have not accepted Christ as your Savior, we are going to stand. I want you to come. If you have accepted Him and not in a church, we want you to come. Will you just step out of your seat and come to Him? Wherever you are, man, woman, boy, or girl, will you say yes to Him? Will you just step out of your seat and come? You'll have a teacher for the rest of your life if you have not been saved, just accept Christ. He will be with you. Will you come? You can't get close to him unless he's in you. Will you come?
Granted, Jesus, if you please.
Will you come? Will you come? Will you come?
Daily walking
close
to thee.
Will you come? Let it be.
Oh, let it be.
Dear Lord.
Dear Lord.
Let it.
Let it be.
I would not leave this place today if I had not accepted Christ as my personal Savior. Will you come?
I am weak.
But
thou art
strong. You're here today. All you got to do is just walk out.
Jesus, keep me.
Will you come?
From all wrong.
Will you come?
Yes.
Oh, I'll be satisfied just as long.
Will you come today? Will you come?
Let it be.
Will you come?
Dear Lord.
Let it be.
Let it be.
Will you come?
Oh, I am weak, but thou art strong.
Will you come today? He's speaking to you.
Jesus, keep me from all wrong. Oh, I'll be satisfied just as long. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus,
if
you please,
you still can come.
Daily walking close to thee.
My name is Kathy Wilson, and I'm a member of our hospitality ministry. This is a time when we're going to greet our first-time visitors. So if you are a first-time visitor, will you please stand and remain standing?